Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Yeah, what is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Private Labeler Show, episode number 12. Private Labeler Show, as you may know, is dedicated to helping 1,000 amazing people such as yourself quit their job and start an online business in 2016. So welcome, welcome aboard. Very, very excited to have you here today. And it's going to be an awesome episode. I just know it. I'm super pumped about it. Hopefully you are as well. In this episode, we're going to talk extensively about reviews, about the Amazon review process. How many reviews do you really need to become a bestseller? And so on and so forth. So we're going to dive into that quite extensively in just a minute here. So hopefully you are excited about that. And hopefully I can provide some value to help you in your Amazon business. So if you have not already, please subscribe to the show on privatelabelershow.com. Also go over to iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube. Subscribe there if those are your favorite platforms. And if you have not yet, please join the Private Mastermind Facebook group. Just go to privatelabelershow.com and look for the Facebook icon or button and click on that. Join up. We'd love to have you in there. Come say hello. And I wanted to do something real quick here. I wanted to read a review that was left on iTunes. So I want to kind of get in the habit of that and just kind of read some of the reviews each week that come in for the show. So I don't have many reviews to speak of right now, so if you're listening to this on iTunes, please leave a review. It'd be awesome of you. So I'm just going to kind of just read this here, and I think that this is from Jason Mart, if that's correct. It says Jason Mart, and the review says, material is presented in a way that's easily understood for anyone looking to start selling on Amazon. It's not sugar-coated with delusions of getting rich quick. If you're serious about wanting to quit your 9-to-5 job and become your own boss, then this is a great podcast to listen to. So thank you so much for the review and feedback. I greatly appreciate it. Helps go along, helps me go a long way on iTunes to getting a little bit more noticed so that, I can find some new listeners and hopefully help them out. So thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. And those reviews really mean a lot. Obviously, it gives me feedback and support as well. So I think I talked about this a little bit last week. If you know of somebody that is successfully selling on Amazon and they have a really great story to tell, talk to them or talk to me, reach out to me, and I would like to get them potentially booked for an upcoming episode or two. And as of right now, I do have a few guests in the works for the near future that have some pretty awesome stories that I would love to share with you. People doing really well, having a lot of great success with selling online and specifically Amazon and Amazon FBA and private labeling. So I am going to be bringing those episodes to you as soon as possible. So really excited about that. But like I said, if you know of somebody, let's see if we can arrange that. If somebody's having success and they want to share their story, I would love to be able to use this platform to communicate their message to everybody and hopefully inspire some people along the way. So with that being said, let's get into the show. Let's just talk about what the topic is about, and that's Amazon reviews. So how many reviews do you really need to become an Amazon bestseller, or how many reviews do you need to actually just start making consistent sales? Because I think it's a very important topic. A lot of times people might have ideas in their mind that, when they start out that they have to get a certain number of reviews just to start making profit or start making sales and get ranked and all that. And I kind of want to uncover some of the common questions or the myths of the topic. So the first question being, how many reviews do I really need when starting out or selling this product in order to actually compete with my competitors? So what's the real deal? Well, there really is no exact amount. It's not about the amount of reviews. It's about the quality of reviews, in my opinion. Just because all your competitors have 500 reviews, that doesn't necessarily mean that you need 500 as well. Reviews are really only part of the equation. Now, other things, or there are other things that kind of factor in on how well your product's going to do. So those things might be like the pictures that you're using, the price that you're at, the copy of your listing, the Amazon pay-per-click settings that you have. So there's so many other factors that really kind of come into play. But ultimately, in my opinion, Amazon really only cares about one thing and one thing only. Does your product sell and what's your conversion rate? So if you have a million reviews, but your product simply just doesn't convert that well, it's probably not going to be the greatest seller, obviously, overall, and Amazon's not going to really give it that much priority. So it's really all about conversion rates. So when somebody lays eyes on your page, do they buy or do they not buy? That's really what it comes down to. Now, those reviews are just kind of part of that process there. There's so many other factors, but it's just part of it. Now, what's a good conversion rate? Well, you can actually find out your conversion rates in Seller Central, and Amazon will tell you, like, this is the amount of people that viewed your page today, and these are the amount of people that actually bought, and here's your percentage. So I'm going to give you just kind of a blanket number here. This may not be for your product or for all products on Amazon, but if you have at least like a 12% or higher conversion rate, you're probably doing pretty good. Now, if you have a lower conversion rate on Amazon, that might be, let's say, like 5% or something like that. That just means that you're not really converting. You still might be making some sales, but you're just not converting, and Amazon really isn't going to love you. So the better the conversion rate, the more sales, obviously, and Amazon loves you, and they start doing all these other things for you and promoting you and so on and so forth. So really, it's all about conversion rate, and reviews are just a fraction of that giant pie that helps you get converted or helps people convert to and buy your product. Now, how do reviews actually help you convert? So here's the deal. In my opinion, reviews truly just provide you social proof, okay? So if you've ever been on Amazon and you're looking around at products, sometimes you'll see products out there that you'll click on and you notice that it doesn't have any reviews. And you look at it and you're like, yeah, I don't want to be the first person to buy this product because I just don't. I would much rather have somebody else buy that product and leave reviews. So that way I can say that I'm not the sucker. I'm not the one that bought it. Okay. So they just provide you social proof. That's really about it. Now, how else can I explain this? Well, if you see as a customer, let's say you're looking at two products and one of the products has 100 reviews and the other product has 500 reviews and it's essentially the same product, right? Let's say it's the same grill brush. Grill brush A has 100 reviews, but they're all 5-star reviews. They're amazing reviews. You know, their overall rating is a 5 out of 5. And you see that product 2 or product B has 500 reviews, but the average of those reviews, let's say, is a 4-star rating overall. Well, as a customer, you're going to go, well, yeah, it does have more reviews, but geez, there might be a decent amount of negative reviews in there, a lot of 1-stars, a lot of 2-stars. So that 4.0 rating, while not horrible by any means, doesn't really stack up to that overall 5-star review, okay? So there's a really good chance that even though it's got far less reviews, the product that has the more impactful and better quality overall reviews, more 5-star reviews, will lead to a better conversion rate, okay? So it's not necessarily about the amount of reviews, it's about the quality of reviews and the overall rating. So in my opinion, the product with 100 5-star reviews would probably do better in a lot of cases if you're looking at just sheer reviews. So hopefully that makes sense. So it's all about quality reviews, 5-star reviews. Now, other things to do with quality, we're talking about picture reviews, we're talking about video reviews, reviews that actually have some length and some depth to them. Those are really important, okay? Now, people love video. People love the visual stuff with the pictures. So that's always super impactful when you have a bunch of those, okay? People love watching the videos of the reviews. I know I do. When I'm buying something, I want to see people's video reviews. It's just so much more impactful. You want to avoid reviews that have kind of just real short sentences. So sometimes you'll see product reviews that will say, like, product was good or we liked it. Or something just real short and sweet, that doesn't really give me any value as a customer, so therefore that review really isn't impactful whatsoever. So it's all about high quality, 4- and 5-star reviews and video and picture and long reviews. That's the stuff that actually is important in helping your product convert, okay? Now, personally, I have a product out that I have a competitor that has like 4 times the amount of reviews that I do. Well, you may be thinking, well, that's, yeah, he's got 4 times the amount of reviews. Naturally, they probably sell more and they would have a better BSR and so on and so forth. Well, I actually demolished this person that has 4 times the amount of reviews that I do simply because my reviews are better. I have a better overall rating, and I have more video and more picture reviews, better full-length reviews. And there are other things that factor in. Like I said, the pictures, I feel like my pictures are better, and I also feel like my listing is a little bit better optimized, which are all just, again, pieces to the puzzle. But again, it doesn't equate to just because that person has more reviews that they have a better BSR than me, bestseller rank, and they do more sales than me. It doesn't necessarily mean anything. So hopefully this is really kind of sinking into you to help you feel a little bit better when you're first starting out here, that you don't have to get a zillion reviews. It's not necessarily required, okay? Now, let's talk a little bit about that. How do you actually get these high-quality reviews? So we talked in the past about this kind of briefly in the past, some of the past episodes, about getting reviews, but I want to go in a little bit into depth on this. I mentioned before, and you'll hear this a lot, that if you have your own list of people and your own internal list for your product, that's ideal, that you would want to be able to tap on their shoulders, people that you know, maybe their neighbors, friends, family, internal email lists, so on and so forth, that you can tap on their shoulder and have them buy your product and potentially leave a review. You can control that conversation fairly easily. And you know, that's kind of the preferred method. But sometimes when you're just starting out, you don't even know how to do that. You don't have a list. You don't know how to necessarily build a list for that. You know, maybe you're an international seller, and maybe you're from a different country and you're selling on Amazon.com US, and you're looking for people that have an Amazon.com US account so that they can leave you the review, buy your product and leave a review. That's ideally what you're looking for. Well, if you have no list whatsoever, fear not. Here's how easy this is to build a pretty small, quick list of people that would be interested in your product that you can build in the matter of minutes. So when I was first starting out, I had my own internal list, but I also wanted to get additional people to review my product that I didn't necessarily know, and I wanted to find these people easily. So if you have a product, let's just say you're selling this grill brush, this fictitional product that I keep talking about, you can use Facebook, just keeping it basic, not trying to go outside of the norm. Just use Facebook because it's so easy. If you in the search bar of Facebook, you could find grilling Facebook groups, people that are interested in grilling or people that are interested in cooking or whatever, anything to do with food and, you know, recipes and all that kind of stuff. You could find groups of people, sometimes hundreds, sometimes thousands of different people that congregate in these Facebook groups that like to share maybe recipes, ideas, you know, grilling tips, things like that. And you can fill in the blank for your product and what how to find these people. But you could simply go inside these groups, join them, and see what's, you know, what the group is all about, but easily kind of just message or put a posting out there that, hey, I have a really cool product that I think some of you guys might be interested in. I'm offering it at a, you know, super steep discount. You know, instant message me if you are interested and I'll give you the details. Okay. You can do that. I could literally do that, and I could find 10 people in the matter of minutes that'll send me messages that I can start the conversation with very easily in the matter of minutes. And obviously each group might be different on what they let you post in it. So you might need approval from who's ever running the group, who knows, but I can find 10 people in the matter of minutes that would love to review my product or at least just purchase it. Again, I'm not forcing them to leave a review or anything like that. I'm just simply telling them kind of what I'm doing. Hey, I'm launching a product on Amazon and I'm kind of looking for some people to give me some feedback on it and so on and so forth. And just start the conversation. It's super easy to do. And you can control that conversation and walk them through everything and, you know, make it easy and, you know, start a little spreadsheet, so on and so forth. And this is even something you could do with a virtual assistant, have them run this process. if you don't want to get too actively involved in kind of the little details of this, because it is a little time consuming. Now, other things that you could do to find reviewers or people to buy your product is just using review services or launch services and Facebook review groups. Okay, there's specific groups on Facebook that people join because they want deals on products. Okay, and there's seems like there's new ones popping up all the time. Now, if you look at on privatelabelershow.com, if you look at my resources page, you will see a handful of review groups or launch services that you can click on and kind of evaluate yourself to see what you know, if something that interests you that you could use to help you get reviews for your product and people that are interested in it. So check that out if you haven't already. Just go to the resources tab. Now, one of the ones that I like to use is a service called getbsr.com. I don't know the people that run it or anything like that. I've just used it a couple of times before, and it's actually worked out quite well, where I've gotten a ton of really high quality reviews with videos and pictures and really great descriptions and things like that. And I also would recommend, like I said, Facebook review groups. So there are so many deal seekers out there that just want kind of inexpensive stuff. I don't want to say cheap stuff, but they just want inexpensive stuff. And these Facebook review groups that you can connect up with provide you an opportunity to find people that are interested in your product that want to buy it for a discount, sometimes as little as a dollar or two or whatever. And they're going to buy it, obviously, with your coupon code, more than likely. And then the people that buy the product, they may or may not leave you a review. So it all depends upon the type of review group that you go into. And again, you're not forcing these people to leave a review. But I've had a lot of really great success with certain review groups on just people leaving very high quality reviews that really help the page convert. So check that out. And again, this is stuff I've kind of talked about before, but I just really wanted to highlight it, that it really is that easy. I mean, you don't have to make this a complicated process to get a lot of high quality reviews. Now, here's the other thing, kind of taking this a little bit further. You're really going to actually want to read your reviews once these customers post reviews on your page. So whether they be organic customers or customers that or people that you kind of sought out, you're going to want to read their reviews on what do they think of your product. Okay, get the feedback out of it. It's always really important that you understand that, and then comment on those reviews. Okay, thank them for leaving a review. And if you get any, let's say you have an organic sale that comes in and you get a 1-star review. Well, obviously that sucks and nobody likes seeing that. But again, read it, understand it, learn from it. And then if there is something that you can do to rectify that situation or take care of that customer, you know, obviously make a comment down there, let them know what's going on, and then take care of the customer accordingly. So that way, if a future customer comes along and sees that 1-star review, they may go, yikes, what's this all about? But they've seen that you resolved the problem, that you responded to it. It's almost like taking a negative and turning it into a positive. And that could be a really, really good thing and help you actually convert. Okay? So never fail to actually read those reviews and understand what the customers love about your product and resolve those issues accordingly and always comment on them. Okay? So that just makes your reviews just that much more impactful. Now, how do you get organic reviews? So we talked about kind of setting up, you know, different systems with your internal lists and finding review groups of kind of controlling, you know, your coupon codes going out and hopefully leading to reviews that you've initiated. Well, what happens once you start to get organic sales and, you know, how do you get those people into actually leaving reviews? Well, in Seller Central, you can obviously follow up with the customers on there and they can leave you feedback and they can leave reviews. And if they have issues, they can communicate through Seller Central. But you could follow up individually with all these people right through Seller Central and then kindly ask them to leave a review. Early on, that might be something that you do. But as you're selling maybe 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 units of a product a day, that becomes really hard to do. That's a very time-consuming process. So either you maybe hire a virtual assistant to do that for you, or you automate that process, okay? Now, I've talked in the past about different software that you can use or programs that you can, subscription services that you can sign up for, such as Sales Backer or Feedback Genius, which again is in my resources, resource page. So check that out if you haven't already. So if you have all these sales coming in, you're going to want to obviously tap into those people and get reviews and feedback from that. So it's simply just signing up for these services. Now you're sending out emails automatically to these people using Amazon system, and you're collecting reviews organically that way. And you can control what gets sent out to them, like the words that are being used and how you ask them for reviews and things like that. So check those programs out as well. I use them personally. I would highly recommend it. I use Sales Backer personally. It's awesome. It just automates part of the business that is really important. Now, if you really want to take things to the next level, I've heard of people doing this, and I haven't quite considered doing this at this point, maybe sometime in the near future. Actually calling the customer and thanking them for their purchase and asking them for their review. I've heard of people doing this, like I said, but you can definitely do this if you want to. If you don't want to do it, you can maybe, I don't know, hire somebody to do this for you, outsource it, and actually thanking the customer via phone call, reaching out to them and asking them to leave a review. That's just another little thing that you can do. I've heard of Ryan Daniel Moran, if you guys have heard of him. That's what he started doing early on, just kind of taking the customer service to the next level versus just getting automated emails, so on and so forth. So that's essentially how you're going to get organic reviews, just simply asking for them. That's really just a matter of asking each and every customer, and you're going to get a percentage that will and a percentage that won't. Now, here's the kind of things that come up about reviews. So people say, well, what if my reviews get deleted? What do I do then? Well, reviews getting deleted is nothing new, and it's always going to happen. Amazon's got a lot of really crazy things that they do in their internal systems and algorithms, and doing review sweeps. Deleting reviews is nothing new, and it's always going to happen. Even legitimate reviews sometimes tend to get deleted, okay? There really is just no way around it. It's all just part of doing business, and it's part of the process. But what I can tell you is that the more information rich those reviews are, the more helpful they are to other customers. So if you have a bunch of people upvoting reviews that they're helpful, chances are Amazon's going to say, well, this review is really helping a lot of people make a purchase decision. Therefore, we're going to keep those reviews. Okay. So the more helpful the reviews are, if they're video reviews, picture reviews, all that kind of stuff, those are going to tend to be the more helpful reviews. Amazon's chances are they're going to keep those kinds of reviews versus the reviews that are just like one sentence. Okay. Those tend to be the ones that kind of get deleted. Also, too, I've mentioned this in the past, but if you are having customers use a coupon code, make sure to let them know that if they do decide to leave a review, that they put a disclaimer in it. So I mentioned this several times before. It's really important that there's that disclaimer in it, that it's just kind of, it's Amazon's terms of service. So if it doesn't have that disclaimer in it, then there's a chance that it may or may not get deleted. But just make sure that they put it in there. And like I said in the past, Amazon actually gives you the language, the exact words that they should actually put in the review. So make sure you follow up with the terms of service if you're not familiar with that. And then bottom line is, I don't think anybody listening to this is going to be on this list of offenders of this. But if you're ever doing anything real black hat, anything that's really like suspicious or just outside of what's reasonable or normal in this process, if you're kind of involved in black hat techniques, those reviews are going to be the ones that just get wiped. I see a lot of times on like the Facebook review or Facebook groups where people will say, yeah, I just woke up this morning, seen that I had 150 reviews gone. I'm very upset, very depressed, so on and so forth. Yeah, that would suck. And yeah, I think that could happen to anybody at the end of the day, but chances are that person was doing something that was a huge red flag to Amazon. Amazon says, whoa, this is bad. Like, they're clearly doing something that's not cool. Manipulating something, so on and so forth. So chances are they probably deserved it. All right. Now, if you're listening to this, like I said, you're probably not going to be the type of person to do that. But if you're really pushing the envelope and kind of going outside the box, and you had a theory how you can get a ton of reviews fast, not by following anything I've been telling you, there's a good chance that they might get deleted. So just kind of be aware of how you're doing your reviews. and trying to follow along with the terms of service as best as possible. And I know this is a big gray area, so if you're listening to this, you might say, well, Nick, everything that you kind of just mentioned is in the gray area of, you know, the review process and things like that. Yes, I get it, okay? So I'm not here to tell you everything I'm saying is just perfectly in line with Amazon's terms of service. Everything is at your own risk. I just want you to understand that, okay? So as long as you're not doing anything outside of the box and crazy, more than likely you're going to be just fine, okay? So that was kind of the process. In summary, it's not about the amount of reviews. It's about the quality of reviews. Five-star reviews are awesome. You want to avoid, you know, the one-star reviews, and that just kind of comes down to having a really, you know, kick-butt product, great customer service, and things like that. So ultimately, that's the stuff. That's the secret sauce for reviews. So hopefully that alleviates a little bit of your pressure when you're first starting out thinking, Jesus, how am I going to get 500 reviews for this product? Because that's what all my competitors have. I just don't see a way. Breathe a little easier to know that you don't necessarily need that. It's just about having better reviews, having a better overall review score than your competitors. That's really what it should be about, okay? So hopefully you found the information in this episode helpful, valuable, and if you did, please leave me a comment in the review or the Facebook group, the Facebook Mastermind group. Let me know what you thought of the episode. Leave a comment on the blog page. Just let me know. Give me some feedback. Shoot me a message. You know, was this helpful? What else could I have focused in on? What other questions may you have that I didn't answer? But just leave me some sort of a feedback. I would greatly appreciate that. Love to hear from you. Love to have you reach out. Now, in the next episode, I like I said, hopefully we're going to have a guest or two on. You know, that's kind of my priority at this point. So just throwing it out there. Let me know. If you know of anybody, that would be great. And we'll kind of go forward from there if you do reach out. So I will talk to you guys in the next episode. And have yourself a great sales day. Thanks. Bye. Hey, I was wondering if you could do me a quick favor. If you listen to this podcast episode on iTunes, Stitcher, or even YouTube, could you please leave me a quick review or a quick upvote? It would be greatly appreciated and go a long way to helping me reach my goal of helping 1,000 people start an online business in 2016. Thank you and talk soon.